Federal dashboards have a reputation for being clunky and unreliable. Your agency needs to explore ways to fix that and to make the information that those dashboards contain easier to understand and easier to use. Sukumar Gunapati is an associate professor of public administration at Florida International University. He's writing about dashboards in government for the IBM Center for the Business of Government, and my guest to talk about them now. Thank you very much for being on the program today, Professor. I appreciate your time.
Good afternoon.
What are some of the big problems that agencies are struggling with in using dashboards to convey information?
Well, in my report, I had outlined four particular issues. The first one is looking at the quality of the data itself and where the data sources are. So that's very important for dashboards, since the data has to be timely and accurate. And accuracy has been one of the major issues for larger dashboards like the recovery.gov. So one major area where agencies should focus on is on the data quality. And the second one is looking at the design of the dashboards. By design, I do not necessarily mean the look of the dashboards, but more of how usable and how accessible the dashboards are to the general public. And here is where dashboards for federal or state or local agencies are different from that of the private dashboards, that is, the private sector dashboards. The public dashboards are not only meant for internal assessment, but also for external outreach. So when it is for external outreach and it's in the broad public realm, these dashboards need to be accessible to the general public as a whole. And this is where the complex statistics, the complex data which is available, should be easily accessible to the general public. This is one of the core concerns which is usually there with the public dashboards. A third area where agencies should focus on is the performance measures themselves that they are using, that these performance measures should reflect what organizations do and cater to the broader public and the constituents' requirements. Selecting the key performance measures which are suitable to the organization is a key requirement. And most organizations do understand this, but still that's a point worth emphasizing. And last but not the least is, well, dashboards are after all tools. These are ways to convey the data in an easily readable way. But in the end, we cannot just keep them as tools. We should also be looking at how effectively they are being used within the organizations.
Is there one of those that you, in your work, observe that agencies are struggling with more than others?
I would think the last one, especially, that putting up these dashboards and selecting the performance measures and all of that could be done through consulting agencies and through other means. But to actually use it effectively for improving the organizational performance is one of the areas where generally agencies have to deal with internally. And here's where the organization's managers, the employees, and all of them have to have a shared onus in terms of management.
Regarding performance measures, in the work that you did you get a sense that the agencies were approaching performance measures the right way and that they were looking at the things and measuring the things that were most critical to actually fulfilling the missions?
Broadly, I would say so. What they're trying to fulfill is the legislative and the legal requirements as they are put out. And as you know, the recent Govern Performance Modernization Act has laid out a number of requirements, and what some of these measures do is to fulfill those requirements. So broadly, yes, they do have that particular issue in the back of in their performance measures. Yet, when it comes to conveying those performance measures, and this is where, again, the dashboards are critical, those measures may or may not be done in a very effective way.
Your report is linked up on our homepage, on the in-depth page at federalnewsradio.com, and I have a lot more I'd like to ask you about it. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, so we have to leave it there, but I appreciate you being on with me this afternoon to talk about dashboards and using them more effectively. Thank you for your time, sir.